Go deeper. Find your center. Live life to the fullest. This is the Deeper Connections podcast from The Daily Motivator. Welcome to the Deeper Connections podcast from The Daily Motivator, sponsored by Connections University, where you'll find the Experience Excellence audio program, a resource for encouragement, inspiration, and mastery of life's everyday challenges. Visit deeperconnectionspodcast.com and download Experience Excellence today.
My name is Ralph Marston, and I'm the founder of the Daily Motivator website. For more than two decades, I've provided daily encouragement and positive thoughts to people all over the world. I carefully design every Daily Motivator message to get you thinking about and acting on your best possibilities. Now, I'm pouring that same passion into this new Deeper Connections podcast, along with my co-host, Kimberly Kane. Kimberly is a certified high-performance coach, a songwriter and performing musician, and is deeply passionate about life's creative possibilities. So we are here today to talk about connections. And I was telling Kim a few minutes ago that I'm really not feeling very connected today. So we're going to try to do something about that. And already, just starting out here, I'm beginning to feel much more connected. Mm. So I guess lesson one is just do it, right? Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and start whatever you're going to do. And I preach that all the time. I write about that. I say, if you're not in the mood to do something, the way to get in the mood is to just start. Mm-hmm. And that's the first part. But beyond that, Kim, what would you recommend?
Well, you know, it's funny because we're kind of on two different little wavelengths as we were coming into this, because we got on the phone and you said, you know, I'm not feeling very connected. And I said, oh, wow, that could be a good topic for us today, because I am feeling connected. And I mentioned in the last podcast that I've had a real roller coaster going on this year because of the passing of my father. And so I step in and out of feeling connected and feeling very disconnected, which is not uncommon just for, you know, even when you're not grieving, but it's extra heightened right now. And today was just, I have felt a lot of joy today, just in the fact that I have felt very connected. And I'll tell you exactly why. It's a little bit warmer outside today. And so I decided to go outside. And I spent some good meditation time just sitting there on the grass, and the wind was blowing, and it was blowing a lot of leaves down, and just watching the motion of the leaves was very mesmerizing. And I'll tell you, if you're feeling disconnected, one of the things that I tell people all the time is get outside, get in nature, and you will start feeling connected. You know, I can't say everybody 100% of the time, but I'm saying the percentage is extremely high that you're going to get connected when you get out in nature.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's 100% true. I get up pretty much every morning and go for a walk at about 6:45. And that gives me so much energy, just getting outside in the fresh air. I laughed when you talked about watching the leaves fall, because a little while ago I went out. We have composting bins here in Austin. We have trash bins, we have recycling bins, and we have composting bins that we can put our leaves and yard waste and stuff like that. And so they had picked it up today, and I was rolling it back into the backyard, and I noticed that my pool pump was sucking air, which is not a good thing. Mm-mm. And I went and checked the skimmer, and it was just full of leaves.
Yes, that time.
And so I was kind of cursing nature, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
I mean, I really literally felt assaulted by all the leaves falling down.
And I had so that last week. my yard was like a blanket, a thick, thick blanket.
Yep. But it's all in how you look at it, you know. One of my most successful ventures a long time ago was based on me watching leaves falling down from a tree in the autumn. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a online presentation, you know, a picture and music presentation called mm-hmm. The Wonder of It All, based solely on just watching a leaf fall down. Mm-hmm. I had thoughts about, you know, the bigger picture and everything that was happening, and the fact that probably, you know, I was standing in my backyard, but probably for thousands of years before that, leaves had been falling down in that very spot that time of year.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought.
That made me feel very connected to all of existence. Mm-hmm. And from that, I expanded on that, wrote a presentation and put it online, and eventually published a book by the same name of it. Mm-hmm. And it got a lot of views and interest, and really brought my business to a higher level, gave me a lot more exposure. Mm-hmm. And it was just because I opened myself in that moment to that occurrence and noticed it. Mm-hmm. And did something with it. I had a desire to share that.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, the really important thing that I hear there is sometimes people can take these experiences for granted and think that it might be trite to share something, like saying you just had a lot of joy in the day because you're watching the leaves fall. But when you decide to go ahead and share it, what happens is, instead of it being something trite, it turns out to be something very powerful that touches other people and that either helps them to say, gosh, that is exactly what I needed to hear. It's so simple, and yet I've been missing it. I'm going to walk outside and do that myself right now. You know, or to think, gosh, that's something I do regularly. I should be sharing that with more people, that this is a powerful way to relieve stress and to start feeling connected, like you said, to the bigger picture. It was interesting today, you know, sitting there and watching the leaves fall. Then I had just some cool experiences with other creatures that were around me. You know, a lot of people would say, oh gosh, that does not sound fun at all. But this little spider came up, and normally, you know, I might flick it off, but it was just funny the way that it came. And I thought of little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet eating mm-hmm. her curds and whey, and the spider came and sat down beside her, and it just sat there on this little post beside me and kind of did this little dance back and forth, and it would stop. And it really, for about 15 minutes, it was really obvious that this spider was looking at me and I was looking at it. And there mm-hmm. was a connection there that was so interesting. And then there was a chameleon after that. And then one of the symbols that helps me feel very connected to my dad, just because of something that we shared when monarch butterflies came into his garden. He had some milkweed, and there were just dozens and dozens of butterflies that were so amazing. And he would call me and say, oh, Kim, you have to come down and see right now. And he was so connected to nature as a master gardener. And we shared that together. So when he passed, there was a butterfly that kept coming around the patio, and I really felt a sense of connection to him. Well, now being, you know, this time of year and the leaves falling, you're not thinking about seeing butterflies, and yet this bright yellow butterfly then flew in and just flew all around me. And, you know, talk about it, just a great day of feeling connected and feeling so grateful, so thankful today.
That's cool. And, you know, what I'm hearing from you is the fact that you were paying attention, mm-hmm. that you were noticing the little things going on that are really miracles mm-hmm. when you think about it. So many things are going on. And I think that's a lot of the power of nature, is there is so much going on, so much diversity and activity mm-hmm. in nature that's happening all the time. And we generally just pass it by. We think we have higher level concerns, but this is fundamental stuff.
Oh, it is.
Nature. This is where the stuff of life comes from.
Mm-hmm.
and what it's made out of.
Yes.
And it does connect you to, like I said, to your existence mm-hmm. and to the bigger picture of what's going on.
And, you know, it's funny, too, because the time I took to do that today gave me a lot of energy. And so I was really excited about recording the podcast today and talking with you. And, you know, we didn't have a specific plan of what we were going to talk about. And we got on the phone and you said, I'm not feeling very connected today. And I was like, oh, I am. And I said, however, I said, right as I sat down to record, there's a jackhammer that is going off outside. I'm thinking, really, right now? And then you said, oh, I've got you beat. And I was like, oh, wait, we should tell that because this is the mix of life. So,
yeah. Well, yeah. And I was sitting down at the same time and I heard a helicopter just circling around my house. And it turns out there's a bunch of dignitaries in town today. The president of the United States, as a matter of fact, and the president of Apple Computer were having a meeting just a few miles away from here. I think they were clearing the road or watching the traffic or doing something. But the helicopter finally moved on, I guess, with the motorcade.
Well, you were saying, well, I've got you beat on the jackhammer, and you told me that, and I just cracked up. I'm like, yeah. So we got everything today from, you know, spiders and butterflies to jackhammers and the president and the right. helicopter circling around.
And yet here we are
right.
Able to speak with each other and record a podcast that hopefully will be useful to those of you who are listening.
Exactly. To see that, you know, there's everything going on, just everything.
Right. Yeah.
And I've felt with this grief, you know, if there's anybody listening to the podcast who is, and we're all going through grief at some point in our lives. And so likely there is someone listening who's experiencing that particular thing. And it can make you feel very outside the loop, if you will, of life. Like you're standing on the outside looking at life happening. But to be able to have a deeply connected conversation with another person can be such a great reminder that you are not outside the loop, that this is a part of what life is. It's just hard to grab onto that sometimes.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And we kind of develop this expectation that everything should unfold perfectly mm-hmm. or it's the end of the world.
Right.
I think it helps to connect with other people and connect with nature and connect with a lot of things and get grounded in the reality that things are not perfect. And yet life can be very good, even though everything doesn't go exactly the way it should or the way that you intended for it to go.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I think I was thinking today about the difference between, for me, the difference I see between happiness and joy is that sometimes life can have a lot of things in it that are very unhappy events, things that can bring us a lot of sorrow, a lot of stress. And it's amazing, though, that when you do take the steps to connect to your higher self, to connect to nature, to connect to the universe, to God, to other people, you find that there is joy even in the midst of sorrow or mm-hmm. unhappiness. And that's what I have found for my own self, is that one thing that I've never really lost through many experiences of grief is that there's this thread. I kind of call it like a river that runs within me, a river of joy that sometimes is really, really deep, deep down there, but it's there.
Right. That's beautiful. You know, sorrow, you can't have sorrow if you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So the very fact that you feel grief and sorrow means that you do care
mm-hmm.
and that you have the capability for that deep and meaningful connection.
And I think it requires time. It requires that you give yourself time to just be with yourself and to see that. And this today's experience, you know, was a big reminder of that for me. like I said, just the thankfulness and the gratitude that I felt seeing what was going on around me, it was like a gift. You know, a gift to say, look at, I was being entertained. I was being entertained by nature, you know, and I was laughing at squirrels and, you know, all kinds of things. It's like, wow, look at everything that I have today. And you're right. I mean, I had some tears in the midst of it too, missing my dad, but you're right. It's just, and then that furthered saying, wow, look at this. Cause I was sitting in his garden, and I'm thinking, look at what he did here that is blessing me right now, and that I'll be able to do the same thing and bring blessings to other people. And so, yeah, it does create a real caring, in a bigger picture, like you were talking about before, just caring about what everyone, what humanity's experience is like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, that brings to mind a couple of things. Number one, gratitude is a powerful way of getting yourself connected.
Oh, yeah.
Being thankful for all that you have and all that you experience.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing it brings to mind is to kind of use a technical term, the asynchronous aspect of connectedness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be connected to someone very deeply and very profoundly and meaningfully who is not present with you at the moment.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, you don't have to be sharing the same time and space. Like your dad planted a beautiful garden, and that will be around for a long time for people to enjoy. And, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of the landscaping, the trees that we have today were planted by people sometimes 100, 200 years ago.
Right.
And we're still connected to them through that. A lot of things that have been written, a lot of the beautiful music that has been composed mm-hmm. that we enjoy every day
mm-hmm.
was created not in this time or place, and yet we're still connected to it very deeply.
And which really says a lot about being mindful of what we're creating today.
Exactly, right.
Because it's going to last.
Right. And, you know, that speaks to being patient. We may not see the result of it this instant. We've become accustomed to pushing a button or tapping an icon and having mm-hmm. an instant gratification. And yet some of the more meaningful and valuable parts of life don't manifest instantly.
Oh, gosh, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
No matter how much we want them to.
Yeah. If you just go for the junk food, if you just go for the instant gratification, you're missing out on the really nourishing stuff,
mm-hmm.
the stuff that takes years or lifetimes or centuries to come to be.
Oh, absolutely. I've had people tell me that they would like to become more spiritual. And that's interesting because we are spiritual beings. We're not either not spiritual or we are spiritual.
Not like a switch you turn on and off.
Exactly. It really is a way of being and a way of living. And it's a way of, I think it has mostly to do with awareness, like what we were talking about earlier. It's just simply becoming aware of yourself and what you are doing in this world at this time. And my answer to that, when someone says, I'd like to be more spiritual, the first thing is if they don't know how to pray or meditate, because we shouldn't assume that someone does know how to do that. Sometimes that can be difficult. For me, the number one thing is, okay, go out and spend some time in nature and you'll start feeling connected. And then you may start naturally having prayer and meditation because you feel that sense of gratitude or that sense of wonder and creativity and energy that is, that you're infused with because of being present and because of taking the time to do it. And that's really what it's about. Like you said, we're in this culture of instant gratification, and you can't do an instant spiritual fix and expect to feel connected at a high level spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to take the time.
Right. And the value of anything that you have in your life, I think, is dependent on what you invest in it. You know, I happened to be looking the other day at stories of people who have won tens of millions of dollars in the lottery, a whole lot of those people end up with very bad outcomes.
Yes. It's interesting.
You know, they have all this money, but they haven't really invested their life in earning it, in doing anything productive. And it's really pretty much meaningless. It's difficult to appreciate the value of anything, or understand the value, or make use of the value of anything if you have not invested yourself in it.
Oh, absolutely agree. It's about the energy, because money is energy. And so it's about what is the energetic exchange there. And when you put a lot in and then you receive a lot back, then you can see the exchange of value.
Right. You have an understanding of what can be done with that resource and what can't.
And what would be great is winning that lottery and then taking that money and really up-leveling the value of it by then investing it in things that really matter, things that will then go on and make a huge difference in other people's lives, as opposed to investing it in stuff, right?
Right.
Like stuff that disintegrates.
Right.
I would take that. I could do that.
Right. Well, but the caveat is, in order to be able to do that, you have to do that without the jackpot.
Right.
You have to do that with what you have right now. Mm-hmm. And that's what enables you to, if you were to win the lottery jackpot, to be able to wisely make use of that.
Mm-hmm. To have an understanding of the great meaning of something like that. Yeah. I mean,
Right. Because really, you know, when you think about it, things are not necessarily meaningful intrinsically because of what they are. They're meaningful because of your connection to them, of what you've invested in them.
Yes.
You know, if you travel somewhere and you rent a car, you're not going to avoid the potholes, you know,
right.
as you would with your own car.
Sure.
Because, you know, you're going to have to fix that suspension
that's
one day.
That's right.
It's just natural.
Exactly. I had a client one time doing the voiceover work that I've done for years, and a lot of it I do from my own studio, but this particular client, I went to his place of business to record in his studio. So I spent a lot of time there and was able to be around his employees a lot, because it was a small company, so 12 employees who were there, and got to know them over time. And with getting to know them, sometimes I would hear their complaints about the company. Well, he has this and he doesn't give us this. So I was hearing an interesting thing, being a self-employed person and then the perspective of a person who owns a small company and then the perspective of the employees of that company, and how the mindset of each person was different. And one of the girls said to me one day, why should I work to this level when he's not going to give me more or X or whatever it is? And I said, because number one, if you don't ever want to be doing more than what you're doing right now, then okay, then I guess that mindset works. But I think that your ambitions are higher than that. And if you want to achieve that, then you have to bring your whole self to the table in everything you do, not just in what you're doing for yourself, but not for him and his company, because the common denominator there is you. So everyone around you is going to recognize the value that you're bringing to the table. And if they say, gosh, you know, she's not bringing us much value, then nobody is going to offer you something better. They're going to offer it to the next person. So you have to look at, what is the value that I can bring here? I want to bring the best of me to everything I do. And she looked at me like that was such a foreign concept for her. And so it for me, it speaks to the same thing as, are you going to own this? And this is the essence of what you are and what you have. Then own it everywhere and bring it with you everywhere.
Yeah, that's a great point. Very good story.
It was interesting for me.
Yeah, it's a matter of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And you can adopt whatever perspective you want. And that makes a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
In how your life unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you what, I'm feeling a whole lot more connected
I knew you would. I love it. I thought that would be, it's like, wow, that's a great time to do a podcast because then people can hear that progression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Kim. It's been good talking with you this week.
You too.
Thanks to all our listeners. Mm-hmm. We want to remind you to subscribe to our podcast. We'll talk to you again next week for another episode of Deeper Connections from the Daily Motivator.
When you need a break, a word of encouragement, a spark of creative juice and inspiration for mastering the challenges of life, work, and relationships, you'll find it in the Experience Excellence audio series from Connections University. You can download it right now through the link at deeperconnectionspodcast.com. While you're there, be sure to subscribe to the show at deeperconnectionspodcast.com so you'll automatically get the latest episode as soon as it's available. You'll find options for iTunes and other platforms. You'll also find links to the music in this podcast, written and performed by Local Honey.
I'm Ralph Marston.
And I'm Kimberly Kane. Thanks for taking the journey with us.
Be courageous in all of your connections. Go deeper. Your life will be richer for it.
This is Deeper Connections. Learn more, be more at deeperconnectionspodcast.com.